And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Baruja, and I got a good show for you today. I have Felix Negron. He is the founder and CEO of Threat Shield Security. They are a cybersecurity services company based down in Tampa, but they're more than that. I got to tell you, it's a great story, something that I am very anxious to share with you. Felix, thank you for joining us today on Cloud Sense.
Hey, good morning, Jack. I'm glad to be here today with you.
You know, I got to tell you, the idea of cybersecurity these days has probably never been more important. But let's start by talking a little bit about Threat Shield Security. Tell us and the listeners a little bit about it, a little bit about what you're doing, because I know you're very big in the Tampa area and you're doing quite a bit down there. But you're much more than that. It's like a small company on steroids. And I want you to share that story with people, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So good morning, everyone. My name is Felix Negron, as Jack just said. We're located in Tampa, Florida headquarters here, but we also do actually safety and security for all the airports in Spain, and you know, working in London and Portugal. We're doing a tremendous amount of work in the Central South America with a lot of banks, high level institutions of top security, protecting what they do. But Threat Shield Security in its core was built with the need to fill that gap in cybersecurity. As we know, every single breach that we have seen already have what is called the traditional security. There's always a firewall, there's always an antivirus in place. So Threat Shield Security was built with the mentality to understand what those devices are really not detecting and those invisible processes that continue to bypass our traditional detection mechanisms.
Okay. You know, when you say it like that, it's almost scary to somebody who's like me. And I'll tell you why, because I hear these nightmare stories of people breaking into systems using a thermostat that's sitting in an aquarium or something as simple as that. But, you know, with what is happening these days with all of us working from home, with you know, I have got, you know, quite a bit of sensitive information now that I share with my colleagues. You know, how has all of this changed your business? And because it's got to be earth shaking, just like it is for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of changes, a lot of risk. The risk was increased. A tremendous amount of companies were, you know, almost forced to, you know, send their employees back home without their safety, the right mechanism, controls of security in place. And that creates another scenario, another niche actually in the cybersecurity. But at the same time, the risk was increased maybe by 200%. So a lot of changes happening in our end in order to protect not only now an institution that was centralized, but now all these independent actually stations across remote users.
What would you recommend to somebody like myself who runs a few different businesses that I could recommend to my CTO or to somebody who's running security? You know, what should they look at? What should they get their fingertips into? What should they be doing? You know,
the biggest challenge on, you know, when somebody's working remote is that there's not really no security on their perimeter of the houses. So to protect that perimeter is one important item. We have seen attacks where actually there's a laptop of somebody working remotely with a VPN back to the office, and the attacker just was able to hack the network across a TV that is connected and connects to the outside. And then because that network talks to the PC inside the home, then the attacker jumped into that PC. From that PC, was able to get into the company's network actually through that same tunnel or highway, if you want to call it, then data was taken back out.
Yeah, and we wonder how people, you know, are getting hacked all the time. And Felix is explaining it to you right there, as simple as that. And that's in layman terms for people like me to understand. Yeah, give me an idea of what you're planning for Threat Shield Security over the course of the next 6 months or 18 months. I what's your vision? Because I know that, you know, you guys are changing, you know, as quickly as the changes that we're seeing in the headlines. So what are you doing?
So we continue. We always wanted to be, you know, think outside of the box, develop, you know, proprietary products that actually are helping the community. So we continue to evolve into this technology that we have created that detects in real time. There's a need for real time detection. And sometimes we can if we understand that there's a way actually that we can explain that it may take a lot longer, but you know, what will happen if you don't stop a malicious process within 30 seconds? So the chain reaction of this attack continued to increase. So we're evolving from that mentality, stop processes in real time, because it's a need. It's a critical need in the industry. So we're building CMs that actually, majority of the CMs are not doing any detection. So we're building CMs that are doing detections. And we're growing across now globally fairly fast. But we also want to make sure that we maintain our record, our testimony. We're going for almost 6 years without a single breach to any of our institutions. And we go from protecting military data to sensitive data, PII, EPHI, any type of data that is sensitive, government, hospitals, large law firms, banks, financial institutions, close to 30,000 endpoints that we're protecting up to today within the last 5 years, to be specific, 5 years and 7 months, not a single breach that have bypassed our security yet.
Well, Felix, that's got to be a bit of a task these days. I mean, yeah. You know, with the different regulations that we have in Europe and the different regulations that we have here, how do you balance all of that? Or do you just go region by region and just kind of deal with it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. It's based on the culture. It's based on the country. It's based on the laws that are implemented. But we are at the high level on the compliance side with high level certifications, international recognized. And then what we continue to do, we move into every single country, understanding, learning, and adapting to those laws per countries.
Do you ever see it being standardized, where security is standardized across the world, so people are using essentially the same type of security?
They should. I mean, that's something we are teaching. We actually given a course to the majority of the bank institutions in Central South America, and this is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure we're bringing everybody to something in a maturity level, cybersecurity maturity level called level 5 maturity. So we're trying to make sure that everybody understand what security is about, how complex it is, the science behind cybersecurity, and then put everybody at the same level so everybody can at least create a standard across. And creating a standard is interesting because it would allow each of these institutions to share experiences and learn from it.
I think that is exactly where it should be going. Yeah. It sounds like you are doing God's work, Felix, really. Yeah. Hey, before I let you go, and you know, you're a bit of an entrepreneur just like I am, and you know, every now and then you'll see something. Aside from obviously the business that you're in, and I know being a founder and CEO, you've got your head deep into what you're doing. But just like me, just like I do, every now and then you hear an idea or a concept that just captures your imagination. Yeah. There's got to be something out there that's captured Felix Negron's imagination. All right, what is it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of motion into blockchain. You know, the blockchain has been trying to evolve, I think, the last couple of years. What blockchain and AI are trying to take control of technology and its future. Each one of them has its challenges, and understanding the mechanism, all the variables and the pieces within blockchain or AI will allow us to provide something that is more effective. And this has to be based on science, not based on just a sales process.
I love it. Science will lead us there. Felix Negron, again, the founder and CEO of Threat Shield Security. Felix, thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. My name is Jack Varugian. I'll be talking to you soon.